Port Hyden is losing shoreline and losing it quickly. Wind and waves have eroded the coast by an average of about 30 feet this year. Areas along the road from Port Hyden to their old village site lost roughly 17 feet just in November. KDLG's Avery Lill has more.
The road winds along the edge of a 12-foot bluff above the beach. Goldfish Lake hems in the road from the other side. The shoreline of the ocean is about 45 feet away from the lake, and the water from the lake is already steadily seeping through that bluff. With the road crumbling on the one side and Goldfish Lake about to breach on the other, the village closed the road at the end of last month.
The road is basically gone. It's cut right half into the road.
That's Scott Anderson. He's the tribal environmental director with the native village of Port Hyden. He says it's not clear now precisely how the landscape will look when the lake does breach, but it's open to speculation.
I figure once it breaks through the water that runs into the lake from the watershed, it's going to make a large river and it's going to drain out.
Losing the road means losing access to the safe harbor, a protected lagoon down the road. Instead, the village will have to launch their boats into the bay from the beach much closer to the village.
Trying to offload our boats off the on the bay side here with no protection, with no harbor, it's pretty rough on the boats. Every year we have some kind of a incident where, you know, we're spending thousands of dollars repairing our boats. So it's significant for us.
The road closure also means that no one can drive into the old village site. It was abandoned due to encroaching erosion by 2008. The village has cleaned up many of the old buildings in order to keep them from becoming debris in the ocean and on the beaches. They're hoping to temporarily reestablish access to the village site from the beach once Goldfish Lake breaches so that they can finish removing the handful of remaining buildings. Anderson anticipates that the lake will breach this winter based on the recent rate of erosion. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.